Ever get that feeling right before a big exam? Like, is there some secret code to this whole thing? Especially with math. It can feel like you either get it or you're totally lost.
Totally. I still have nightmares about trying to understand those crazy symbols.
Well, you're in luck, because today we've got this really cool deep dive. It's from the blog of a math professor who seems to have cracked the code.
Yeah.
And not just for, solving equations, but for really thriving in academics.
And the coolest part, it's not about last-minute cramming or memorizing formulas.
Exactly. We went through his blog. It's in Chinese, by the way, so we saved you some serious time on Google Translate. And the first thing that really struck me was how he sees exams. Like, it's not just about the grade. It's about finding those students who have that extra something, that potential to go beyond the textbook and actually do something.
Yeah, he actually compares good grades to keys. They can unlock doors to research opportunities, mentorships, all these things that can be game changers, especially when you're starting out in your academic journey.
I love that analogy. It reminds me of this professor I had in college. He always said, "I'm not here to teach you what to think, but how to think." And this math professor seems to be on the same wavelength. He's looking for those students who can solve the equation, but also understand the why behind it,
Right. And he makes it clear that it's not just about finding math geniuses. He's looking for students who show they're putting in the effort and really understand the material deeply.
Which makes me think about his approach to studying.
It's actually super practical. You know how everyone always has to just do tons of practice exams? He's not into that.
Really? That's surprising. What does he suggest instead?
He wants you to think of your textbook like a treasure map.
A treasure map? Okay, now you've got to tell me more about this textbook treasure hunt.
So he's all about those example problems, the ones kind of buried in each chapter.
Right.
And he doesn't want you to just skim them. He wants you to treat them like little open book exams.
Oh, interesting. So it's still practice, but way more focused than just going through a random test booklet.
Yeah, exactly. It's about really getting into the material, wrestling with the ideas in different situations, like you're building those mental muscles.
That makes a lot of sense. I remember in art school, my professor used to say, "You can copy a masterpiece 1,000 times, but you'll learn more from one messy attempt of your own." This feels similar.
Totally. And this professor even gives some really smart tips for like actually taking the exam. He knows those really hard questions are there to kind of throw you off. So he says it's okay to skip them and come back if you have time.
Oh man, that's such a relief to hear. It's so easy to get stuck on a problem, even if it's not worth many points, and then totally lose track of time.
Exactly. He's all about using your time well during the exam. He even suggests taking a quick look at how many points each question is worth before you dive in. You don't want to use all your energy on a tiny problem when there's a huge one waiting for you later.
Well, it's not even just the strategy stuff. He gets into these little things. That can make a big difference.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like when you're trying to cram everything on a one page at the end, to save paper, he says, don't even bother. It's better to just keep things clear and organized.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember doing that in college. I thought I was being so smart.
Yeah.
But really, I was probably just making it harder for the grader to even read anything.
Exactly. He really stresses that you need to present your work clearly. Make sure it's easy to read all that. All those little things can actually help your grade, because the grader can actually see how you're thinking.
It's like he's saying, help me help you. He wants to see your brilliance not get lost in a jumbled mess.
Right. And what's really interesting to me is how much of this advice applies to more than just math exams. It's really about facing any challenge strategically, Break it down. Focus on what matters most.
Definitely. It's like he's not just teaching you how to pass a test. It's like he's teaching you how to be a better learner.
Yeah, exactly. It's about building those skills that last a lifetime. Critical thinking, time management, even just knowing how to show off your work the right way.
So anyone listening who's ever felt stressed about exams, or even just the pressure to do well, I think what this professor is saying is so valuable. It's not about being a genius. It's about putting in the work, having a plan, and maybe even learning to like those textbook problems a little bit.
And remembering that exams aren't everything. They're just one part of something bigger.
Exactly. Well said. So if any of this got you thinking, and honestly, who isn't a little curious about this professor? We'll link to his blog in the show notes. It's full of these great little tips that can really change how you think about learning and tackling challenges.
Because sometimes that's all it takes,
Yeah.
A little change in perspective, a new way of doing things, and suddenly you're more confident, more successful.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe you'll even find yourself enjoying those textbook problems.
Now that would be something.